Yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is your favorite bishop, Bishop Paul Wondercheck here. Hey, Laura. Hey, Afa. God bless you. I'm going to wait a few seconds. I have a couple of thoughts. It's Friday favor. I'm a little late today. Hey, Afa. God bless you, woman of God. I got some thoughts. I don't know. It is Friday favor, isn't it? It's Friday favor. What are the keys to favor I'm going to talk about here in just a second? I want to wait and see if anybody else gets on. It is like a lazy Friday. I've got waiting on one appointment. I've got a session with somebody. And, I mean, I didn't get out of my house till late. So, okay. If I have to shut this off early, I will. Because I'm picking somebody up here, but let me give you a couple thoughts. Swipe to the right, to the left really quickly. Invite your Twitter followers. Invite your Facebook fans. Hello from Canada. Cabana, Annie, God bless you. Thank you for the hearts that you, I go back and I see everybody who gives me hearts. And I say special prayers for you. And I've seen some of you give me a lot of hearts. Thank you guys very much. So I'm going to talk about... Somebody said I'm ugly. You must be from Mars. Are you crazy? You must have played golf today. If you look at me and say I'm ugly, you blind. I might have to get back to you. You know what? It's all right. It's okay. Here's my deal. Haters gonna hate. We live in a society right now. We've got riots everywhere. We got things going on all over the place. I might get out of my car for just a second so I can talk about you guys. Okay, I'm going to talk to you guys. Hold on just a second. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I'm going to do a Periscope. Go ahead and sit in here. I'm going to finish this up outside.
Okay.
So, let me finish this up out here. I got a couple thoughts. Basically, you know, we got riots because America is a place right now where nobody can take correction. Nobody. You can't correct a problem if you're not willing to address the problem. If you don't want to address the problem, you can't correct it. So we got Hillary Clinton coming around, and she doesn't want to correct any problem. She just wants to give everybody everything they want. You want $15 an hour to work at McDonald's? Go right ahead. You want free college? Go right ahead. Be very careful what you say to a man of God, because I'm a mirror. And whatever you send my way is coming back to you. So think about that before you say stupid stuff. I don't know who the answer is. I know Jesus is the answer. But what I'm saying is you've got one candidate that just wants to give everybody what they want. And then you've got Donald Trump, who's bringing some correction to some things, correcting some thoughts, correcting some ways, has some views. And maybe you cannot correct a problem if you can't accurately identify the problem. Somebody's got to say what's wrong. And we're in a society right now where you can't say what is wrong. Bernie's just a socialist. You know, somebody's got to pay for all the benefits. And so we just live... That's right. We just live in a society where nobody wants... Correction is the key to success, people. You got to identify the problem, the seven problem areas of your life, or the seven areas Jesus bled. From his head, from his forehead, from his mouth, from his back, from his hands, from his side, from his feet. How are those problem areas? Your leadership, your thinking, your words, your health, your prosperity, your work, your relationships, his side, and your his feet, your goals. Your future. And if you have an area, you got to identify a problem area in your life and bring correction to it. And I think Donald Trump, and I think it's like in society, it's what Jesus said. And you know what? We're not hiring a pastor to be the president of our country. We're not voting on a bishop. We're not voting on a church leader. We're voting on a president. But there are some non-negotiables. You can't be a baby killer. Hey, spiritual daughter, God bless you. You can't believe in abortion. You can't be a baby killer and feel like I'm going to vote for you because I'm not going to vote for a murderer. I'm going to vote for somebody who has morals, okay? I'm going to vote for somebody who fears God, somebody who protects the church, who protects Christians. Obama has not done a good job of protecting Christians. We're the most discriminated against group in America right now, okay? I know some people say, well, Trump used to be that, and used to be that, and used to be that. Everybody used to be something. Everybody's changed their views. All I care about is, at this place in your life, what are your values as a leader? What are your values? So understand, and correction, here's the key to correction, guys. And my mentor told me this, here's the key to correction. Somebody said, I look like a bug. That's probably because I have glasses on. Duh. The key to correction is to ask for it before you get it. If you have to wait to receive correction, it's probably too late. You'll be offended. When you ask for correction, it takes the offense. My mentor told me that. When you ask for correction, you know what? You can say some cool stuff on the other side of that phone, but I don't think you'd say that if you're standing in front of me. So, but you got to understand, you can ask for correction and it takes the pain away. Go to your mentor, go to your parents, go to your boss. Say, what can I do better? Where do I need correction? And when you ask for correction, it removes the pain, it removes the stigma, it removes the offense. But if I came up to you and said, what you're doing is wrong, that's pretty stupid. Obviously, that's going to offend you. Smart people ask for feedback. Smart people, it's called TFC, timely specific feedback. It doesn't have to be correction. It can be, give me some feedback on this. Give me some feedback on this area of my life. Give me some feedback on what you think about my book. Or can I get your feedback here? When you learn to, everybody's got an opinion. Nobody wants any feedback. I mean, you've got atheists in America right now. They're mad at a God they don't even believe in. They're mad at a God they don't even believe in. They're mad at, that's like me saying I don't believe in Martians. But anybody who believes in Martians, I'm mad at you. I hate you. Because you believe there's life on other planets. Stupid. If you don't believe in my God, you're disqualified for an opinion about him. If you don't believe in what I believe in, then I don't want to hear your opinion about it. But we've got groups, just because you cry discrimination doesn't mean you're being discriminated against. That might be your opinion. Just because you, and it's like the media today, they just want to broadcast everybody's opinion, even if it has no validity. It's not based in truth. So understand that we are in a place where God is correcting our nation. God is adjusting some things. Whoever he uses to do it, whether he uses Donald Trump, whether he uses another candidate, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm saying that God is correcting us. And yes, I do. That's a great question. Do you have a morning routine to stay positive? I do. I could do a periscope on my morning routine, but God is shifting. Correction precedes prosperity. When God is correcting you, he's getting ready to elevate you. When God is correcting some things in your life, listen, Hebrews 10 says a true son will be chastened. If he's your daddy, he's going to discipline you. He's going to have to be able to correct you. If he can't correct you, he's not your daddy. I have people that call me spiritual father all over the world. And you know what? That's right. You know what? And how do I know somebody's really a spiritual son or daughter? The first time I correct them, I look at their reaction. If their reaction is to buck me or to get angry at me or to correct me back, then they're not really spiritual sons and daughters. They may just be, hey, God bless you. Thanks for joining. They just may be, you know, a member or somebody that receives every now and then from the ministry. There's a vast difference between a spiritual son or a spiritual daughter versus somebody who's just, you know, a bystander or a partner in the ministry or something like that. There's a difference. So I'll get on here. Somebody's asking about morning routine. I've struggled with that my whole life. I'm not a morning person. I'm mean in the morning. But I wanted to talk about correction. Ask the Holy Spirit, where do I need correction? Ask him. Say, I need correction in my life. Where do I need correction? He'll tell you. If you're open to correction, that's why we get in the presence of God. There are mistakes that you're making that you can only recognize by being in prayer. In the presence of God, God will show you your mistakes. Now, if you're not interested in moving forward and you're not interested in progressing, then, you know, and you think everything is right about you, then you're just like most of the other people in America who are anti-correction. Correction Where do I need correction? That's it. That's right, Apha. I ask that question daily to God. Where do I need correction? What needs to be corrected in my ways? Because one little adjustment, Dr. Mike Murdoch has a brilliant word. He says, I don't have to, in order for a Rolls Royce not to work, I just have to take one tire off. There's just one little thing that needs to be wrong for a car not to move. I don't have to rip the engine out. I don't have to pull the transmission out. Just remove one tire. Just remove one tire and it can't move forward. You may not be moving forward because one little thing is wrong in your life and all you need is somebody to come around and correct it. Mentors aren't there to tell you how great you are. They're not there to just inspire you. Many times the greatest voices in my life are there to correct. Hey, listen, here's an adjustment you need to make. Hey, I remember giving a book to one of my mentors and the first thing he looked at me and said, it's cheap looking, cheap. I could have got offended. What? That's cheap? Forget you. I'll find another mentor. And that's what we do in churches. That's what we do in churches. We have hired hand, itching ear leaders where they cannot tell us anything to try to take us to the next level. Now, here's the key about correction and criticism, and I'm getting out of here. Correction and criticism. Correction versus criticism. Criticism tells you what you're doing wrong. That's what criticism does. I can't even see myself. Criticism tells you what you're doing wrong. But watch this, and I'm going to get out of here. Correction tells you how to correct it, how to do it right. So criticism will tell you what you're doing wrong, but correction, true correction, the person will not only critique what you did, but they'll say, now this is how you do it right. So if somebody doesn't have a better way to do it, then they don't need to bring you any correction. They don't need to bring you any criticism. If they bring you criticism, if they bring you criticism, they need to bring you an option. I tell my people, if you bring me a problem in this ministry, bring me three solutions before you even state your problem, because you're not qualified to share a problem if you haven't thought about how to fix it. Lord have mercy. I can't see myself. It's so bright, but I got to get out of here. I wanted to give you that word. Pray for me. I've been a little under the weather. Have a fabulous weekend, Friday favor. If you allow those in your life to bring correction to you, ask your mentors. The best thing I tell my team, don't wait for me to come to you and say, you're doing this wrong. Come to me and say, what am I doing wrong in my life that I can correct? Father, I thank you for every person on this Periscope, even the idiots. I pray that somebody would have been inspired by the word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, that somebody would allow you, Holy Spirit, to bring correction into their life so they may prosper on another level. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys so much. Have a fabulous weekend. I cannot see your comments because it is too bright out here.